Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution.
Former President Donald Trump told the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland over the weekend to obliterate the deep state and make America free. Despite some opposition, Trump remains the GOP's 2024 frontrunner, but a recent PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll shows President Joe Biden has more support among Democrats than Trump does with Republicans. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley also spoke at the conference. A recent Quinnipiac poll finds she's not as popular as Trump and other GOP frontrunners like Ron DeSantis, but she appealed to more than just Republicans' ability to win an election. She noted in the last 7 presidential elections, Republican candidates have consistently lost the popular vote. Haley discussed the direction conservatives and Republicans need to take in order to win over Americans.
Our cause is right, but we have failed to win the confidence of a majority of Americans. That ends now. If you're tired of losing, put your trust in a new generation. And if you want to win, not just as a party, but as a country, then stand with me.
A recent survey from the Partnership for Public Service finds 58% of people have an unfavorable view of the federal government. But most said they had a positive experience when interacting with the government. While people may not have a positive outlook on bickering politicians in Washington, Max Steyer with the Partnership for Public Service notes there's more to the federal government than those working in Washington.
Our federal government is made up of 2 million career civil servants spread out across our country, across the world. And the experiences that most of the American public have with those civil servants is very positive.
Residents and lawmakers in New York and Massachusetts have been pushing back against Holtec International, which owns decommissioned nuclear power plants in the states. The company has proposed getting rid of treated, albeit still radioactive, waste by dumping it into nearby bodies of water, prompting ire from opponents. In New York, that would mean the Hudson River, in which 200 miles are considered a Superfund site by the EPA. During a recent forum, Dr. Helen Caldicott, an anti-nuclear advocate and physicist, described some of the elements in nuclear waste that could end up in the river, including tritium.
Tritium becomes part of the water, H3O instead of H2O. Tritium gets out into the atmosphere from nuclear power plants, and if you're immersed in a cloud of fog near a nuclear power plant, the tritium in the fog can actually enter the skin.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.